you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Nicole Stacy is here with Visit Pensacola. I gotta ask, do you ask for that song? And I haven't heard it forever, it just makes me laugh out loud.
It's Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Okay.
These boots were made for walking.
And she's all decked out in her Mardi Gras shirt and colors and purple and green, and you're looking gorgeous.
Thank you. It's one of the best weekends of the year.
Yeah, and there's just a little bit going on.
There's a lot going on.
Tonight already, we got the big party.
Yeah, so tonight we'll have the Mardi Gras Mambo. I'm so excited. Listen, I've been telling all my friends, I'm like, it's a millennial's dream.
Well, we're taking it back. Because flaka laka.
And we are very excited. We're so excited. DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Waka Flocka and the Ying Yang Twins.
Oh, my
goodness. It's going to be a fun night. We're excited.
Okay.
So then tomorrow, we'll kick everything off with the Friday Night Illuminated Parade. Mm-hmm. It'll roll at 7:30. Saturday, we've got the big Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade at 2 o'clock. Sunday, we've got the Pensacola Beach Parade at 2 o'clock. And it's just, you know, if you're in a crew, it is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're in the audience, it is equally as much fun. And it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Be nice. We've got new routes to
especially for downtown.
Work through for downtown. You
mostly
know,
on Jefferson Street at one point. I think it's coming down Jefferson.
Yep. So
instead
we'll
of Palafox.
We'll be checking that out Friday and Saturday. And, you know, it's just, I always say, I say this for all of the big events in town, pack your patience. But for Mardi Gras and this new route, like really pack your patience.
Mm-hmm.
We're just so excited. It is a weekend that we all look forward to so much. Visit Pensacola.com has all of your information for Mardi Gras. It has got routes. It's got parking. It's got kids zones. It's got all the different questions. We put out our FAQ today. So definitely check that out for any information you might need.
Okay. Just in case there might be a listener that has no idea what Mardi Gras is about, can you kind of explain where all this comes from? Because we're getting bigger than New Orleans, I think.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I mean, obviously Mardi Gras, the birthplace is Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
The second home is New Orleans. Mm-hmm. But I was saying this morning next door on the sister station, I think Pensacola is the birthplace of the family-friendly Mardi Gras.
There you go. I like that.
I'm owning it.
Yes, I like it.
It's just a way for the community and for crews and for organizations to come together, have a celebration. It is so much fun. It's a beautiful time of year. I love it. If you can't tell. I love it.
Well, it should be nice on Saturday.
Yes.
We might get a little rain later in the evening, but during the day it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, we've decided we're going to be blissfully unaware and sleeping while it's raining.
That's right.
And then we're going to be on Pensacola Beach on Sunday, and it's going to be beautiful.
Absolutely.
The beach has a bubble.
It does. We both
I'm
know that.
I'm calling in the bubble.
We both know that. It's going to be raining in Pensacola and sunny on Pensacola
Beach.
Exactly. So that's what we're counting on.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. And like I said, we do have new routes. So there's new rules and there's new, you know, places you want to sign up. But I love that we offer like a kids zone. So if you're like, hey, alcohol and partying and loud, like that's not for me and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's fine. We've got a special area for you. There's designated handicap parking. There's designated areas that you can go and set up if you need just a little bit more room and a little bit more space. The new route is going to be different, but we're all so excited, and we're navigating that with Danny and Hannah over at Pensacola Mardi Gras just to ensure that everyone has a great time. All of Palafox will still be open,
mm-hmm.
So go check out those businesses, grab a coffee, get some lunch before you get your spot, you know, go there afterwards and grab dinner or drinks. It's Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Which we're totally leaning into. We're all going to be in pink.
Oh.
And there'll be hearts everywhere.
I love it. I love it.
So it's going to be great. If you have the family and you're like, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm.
What better way than to get out with your whole family and just come and have some fun? We're going to be passing out hearts galore.
Oh, I
love
it.
It'll be a great Galentine's Day if you're with your girls and you just want to have a girls' day. Like, come on out, wear your glitter. We're excited. So lots going on this weekend, but it's going to be a great time.
And be prepared to go home with lots of beads.
Lots of beads, lots
and
of
some
plush.
Moon pies,
the plush pillow squishy things. We've got lots of those. I think I've got a couple football bags in my car.
Oh, there you go.
There's all kinds of stuff. It's going to be great.
Okay, so things kick off at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
And then the Friday night parade is an illuminated parade.
It is an illuminated parade. It'll roll at 7:30. Everything will be lit up. We'll have glow sticks. We'll have lights. I've got these little hearts. I don't know what they're, sticks. Sticks with hearts on them. But they light up, and I can't wait to give them all away. So everyone is just so excited. And then, we'll roll right into Fat Tuesday on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then next weekend's Pensacon.
Gosh, I know.
And then it's Sunbelt. Mm-hmm. And then it's McGuire's Run. And then it's Mullet Toss. And the events are here.
It's the season.
Festival season has arrived.
Okay. And the event afterwards with Pensacon will be at the Bay Center. I had Julio on last week.
Yes.
Talking about all that. And I didn't realize, Nicole, how much the city, I mean, I knew it, but until he started telling me everything, how much Pensacola has embraced Pensacon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, starting with the airport.
Intergalactic airport.
Which I think is hilarious. I love that.
It's so great.
But Wright Street and so many of the other restaurants in town, I mean, Fish House has a big thing that they do where people can dress up. And I was amazed at how much support they get.
It really has become, and I love that about all of our events, they've become like this very immersive community experience.
Uh-huh.
The fact that like the Fish House is doing the big Harry Potter experience, and
right.
you've got Wright Street. And we're basically kind of outgrowing the Bay Center. And so we've got all of that there, which is incredible. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, definitely get those and go support them. But then there's all of the venues. So
right.
they do stuff throughout where it's like meet and greets and media panels and just come and hear different stories. So it's, again, they're these immersive experiences that are beyond just like walking the booths.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole
con. I'm kind of excited about some of the celebrities are coming.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in particular that you're looking forward to?
There's a lot of great ones. I can't put my finger on just one, but Julio and that team every year
do a great job.
Like, I remember the year they brought Chewbacca, and I was so excited because I was like, oh my gosh, I just want to go take a picture. So it's all about the picture for me.
There you go. Well, you've got comics and you've got sci-fi, a little bit of everything and something for everyone, no doubt about it. And you can go to their website, pensacon.com, and get the whole schedule, the lineup of everything that's happening. And with Mardi Gras, it's Pensacola Mardi Gras. .com.
Yes.
And then also, all of it is on
visitpensacola.com. And that's what we want to drive home today.
That's right.
Visitpensacola.com. You can go and check out all of the events that are going on, but you can also use this event calendar for yourself. So if you've got an event you want to promote, put it on there. If it's in Escambia County and a tourist or a visitor would like to enjoy it, put it on there. It's free. It's free marketing. But we really do want our event calendar to be that one-stop shop where everybody can come and find out what's going on. The team is putting out so much content. Like today we put out an FAQ for Mardi Gras specifically about parking and trolleys and just...
An FAQ, you mean frequently asked questions.
Yes. Like, where do I park?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the Bay Center is working together with the city and we're all going to do these trolleys to get people back and forth because then you don't have to think about it.
Right.
Just go park at the Bay Center. Get there early. Then go to your favorite restaurant. Grab a coffee. Grab a hot dog.
Make
grab
a
sandwich. Whatever you want. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we're so excited.
So Visit Pensacola has a huge role for our area. And I was wondering if you'd even be here today because I saw you were out of town already this week. So that's part of your job is showing people outside of our area what we have to offer.
Yeah, so we really do work hard. We call it the donut. It's the 500-mile radius around Pensacola. Those are going to be our hot markets that we're always talking to. So this week I was over in Houston doing Good Morning Houston with them.
I saw that.
I love working with that team, and they're so great. But it's a way for us to connect with the Houston residents and the audiences to say, hey, you might know about Pensacola. We want you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's an invitation to revisit. But there also might be people watching who have never thought about Pensacola. And that's really kind of our like bread and butter. Like, how do I entice you let me show you a picture of the beach. Need I say more?
And that's the drive audience, right?
Yes.
The folks that can drive here from Houston or Atlanta.
The beauty of it is now working with the airport, we've got so many different nonstop flights as well. So Texas, specifically Houston and Dallas, are huge markets for us because you can drive.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also hop on a nonstop flight and be here in an hour and a
half.
That's
great.
Which is amazing.
Yes, it is.
That's what I did, which is why I was able to come back and forth. You know, but Atlanta's a big market for us. New Orleans is a big market for us. Mm-hmm. If you're not into the Mardi Gras scene, which how could you not be? But you could come over and, you know, just go hang out on the beach. We've got Perdido Key. We've got Pensacola Beach. Yes, we are all about Mardi Gras here, but, like, there's also an escape. And that's the beauty about coming to this area is it's a vacation that you want to have.
Right. Well, there's just so much to do. But at the very least, and I say that loosely, you could hang out on the beach.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's
and the water's been gorgeous lately. Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's a reason why we're America's favorite beach.
If you haven't
gonna
heard,
throw
you
got to
go there. You got to go there.
So Condé Nast voted Pensacola Beach America's favorite beach, and we are so excited and honored. But the thing I love about this accolade the most is it isn't just about the beach. The article itself talks about just how wonderful the city of Pensacola and Pensacola as a community is. The fact that we have two beautiful beaches to add to that with Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key. We've got downtown Pensacola. We've got all of our events and our festivals. And they mention all of that.
Right.
They mention our culinary. They mention the people. And I think that is what makes this such a special place is our people and our community. And it's why people keep continuing to come back here. It's why some of them move here. It's why they bring their businesses here. You know, and for us, it's just a day in the life.
Right, exactly.
We get to live here.
Oh, yeah.
And how blessed are we that this is our home?
Well, I think we've really established it being family friendly. And I know both of us have been out on the beach working out there. And one of the things that's important is we don't have that spring break, which is mad chaos.
Right.
With all the kids getting too drunk and too crazy. There's a place for that, and we won't say the names, but there's a couple places for that in Florida.
Yeah.
But it's not us.
It's not us.
And that's what's nice.
We've really all worked so hard together to just to promote a fun, easy spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. You can stay in a hotel. You can rent out a condo. You can do an Airbnb. Really, the itinerary is yours, whether it's with your family or whether you are in college and you're like, I just want an easy spring break to go relax.
Right.
Come on over.
This is it.
The doors are open.
This is the place. So what are the things that you're finding now as we're into 2026? What's looking good?
You know, I think we are off to a strong start. We've got good numbers coming in. We are marketing like crazy. We're going to be really blasting out this Condé Nast accolade because it's a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different household income that we can talk to and just really introduce them to our beaches and to our area. But I think for Visit Pensacola, the goal is always the same. Let's tell people why they should visit here and give them every opportunity to do so. So let's share with them deals. Let's share with them flights. Let's share with them that it's an easy drive to an easy destination, that it's miles and miles of uninterrupted beach that you can just come and enjoy. You know, that there is always, literally always, something going on to do, whether it's a free festival or it's a paid event at the arts or a show or a dinner experience.
Or sports. We have so much sports. We've got the big tournament coming up.
It's coming. And that's what I feel like when I'm here. I'm like, gosh, you know, I go and I talk to Megan. I'm like a running robot that doesn't stop talking. But it's because there's always something to do.
Yes.
Always something going on. Right after Pensacon, we'll move into Sunbelt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first week of March.
It's not that far away now.
During Sunbelt, we'll have the Meguiar's 5K prediction run.
Right.
Which is also a lot of fun and everyone loves it. And then, you know, then we kick off Bands on the Beach on Pensacola Beach Tuesday night. It starts in April. Pensacola Crawfish Festival, Interstate Mullet Toss at the Floribama, Art and Wine Festival out on Pensacola Beach. So the events are endless.
Yes.
Like, I'm already exhausted. We're basically
just talking
at
about
Christmas.
We're already there. Foo Foo Fest is right around the corner.
Foo Foo Festival. I mean, you name it. We've got Memorial Day will be here before we know it. And it's just.
And St. Patrick's Day.
Fiesta, all the things.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's a wonderful thing because we don't really have, someone said, well, when's the off season? I said, well, because of the beautiful weather that we have, we really don't have necessarily an off season. Highly unusual for us to have the cold weather we just had.
Very unusual.
But I got a chance to wear all my sweaters. Now that I'm going to put them away.
We got to wear the UGG boots that we
didn't
need.
That's right.
But we needed for a couple of weeks. Yeah, and to your point, the off season used to be, you know, later in the fall, mm-hmm. early in the quote unquote winter.
Right.
But even that, like, we've taken advantage of our snowbird destinations and our winter visitors. And yeah, it might be cold in Pensacola, but it's not as cold as it is in Chicago.
Oh my goodness. They've been seeing minus degree right. temperatures.
Like, I don't know what that is.
No. No.
Take me home.
Yeah.
Yesterday was 80.
Yeah.
Like, we were out at UWF's groundbreaking, which is going to be a beautiful stadium.
I
so
saw
exciting.
That. And you're a UWF alumni.
I am a double alum and the past president of the Alumni Association, currently on the foundation board, and just honored. Honored to watch history happen at a campus that once was without football altogether.
I know. And I was so excited when they started. Was that 2016?
Yeah.
So it hasn't been that long.
It's not been that long.
And it's been so successful. And the team's been successful.
So good. So much fun. And it's going to really bring back some new energy to the community. It's uh-huh. always about the community. And the way that university is so connected with downtown and with Pensacola as a whole, like, it's special.
If you just joined us, talking with Nicole Stacey, she is the VP of Marketing, because your title
Destination Development.
Thank you. VP of Destination Development, and she's with Visit Pensacola. So if you've got a question for her about Pensacola, about some of the events we're talking about, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. See, I can't think of, I know it's Destination Development, but I see her everywhere, and she's with the crew. She's here and there and everywhere, and I always see you posting all the photos and stuff. So I feel like she's got to be the ambassador of Pensacola.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, really, because I know you represent Pensacola with Visit Pensacola, but you're also in the community representing so many times with that big smile.
Well, and I just think that it's what makes it so special. Like, we love what we do because mm-hmm. we love where we live.
Yes. It's and easy to sell.
It's that quality of place. If mm-hmm. you love where you live, one, your family and friends are going to want to come visit because you don't want to leave.
No doubt.
And I don't want to leave. And two, it just makes for work to be a little bit easier sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we all need that.
Right. Well, and it's a great place to retire. I mean, look at the military.
Absolutely.
That retires here. I have so many people that have told me that they actually started at NAS in their military careers, NAS Pensacola or Whiting Field. And they said, I'm coming back. And they do, 20, 30
they do.
Years later.
I mean, I love that sometimes when we, speaking of excitement, the Blue Angels will be coming back. How
yes.
have we not mentioned that? But I love when they come back and the boss, or even if it's the XO or anyone on in those levels on the base who are up for retirement,
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, I mean, look around, they stay.
Right.
They move to Pensacola and they love it. And it's so cool to then meet them and become friends with them mm-hmm. and be at events with them that are not work related. That it's like, hey, I'm working Seafood Festival. Oh, me too. Great. I'll see you there.
Awesome.
Or, you know, you're at a Mardi Gras ball and they're there. Or you're mm-hmm. at a groundbreaking yesterday and they're there because they love this community.
Yes.
And it's given so much to their family at the end of their career that now they want to give back to it.
And that's wonderful. That says a lot about our community and the hospitality that we have here. Because people are so friendly to the visitors. You'll never have a person say, can you give me directions? No, I can't. You'll never hear that.
Never.
Never.
If someone does, they're not from here.
No, that's right.
They're not one of ours.
They're not one of ours. That's for sure. So if someone just joined us, Nicole, if you wouldn't mind just kind of recapping a lot of the events going on just this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, visitpensacola.com. That is your key to all of the events happening. But this weekend is the big Mardi Gras weekend. It's the big celebration. We'll kick off tonight with the Mardi Gras Mambo at the Bay Center. Tickets are still available. So if you want to come,
good.
You definitely can. Waka Flocka, Ying Yang Twins, DJ Jazzy Jeff. We're also excited about that. Tomorrow is the big Friday night illuminated parade. It'll roll at 7:30. Saturday is the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade. That'll roll at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we've got the Pensacola Beach Parade. That also rolls at 2 o'clock. We've got a new route this year downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that. But that's another way for us to say, we're not ending this just because Palafox is under a little construction. A little construction couldn't keep us down.
No way.
We've got a new route.
Right.
And we're going to navigate it like we do. And so we're very excited about that. But for any of those times, parking, trolley information, kids zone information, go to visitpensacola.com. It's got all visitpensacola.com/Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
It is your page.
Okay. So that has everything you need to know.
And I do want to say, if you're listening, if you come to the parades at any point, we have throw zones.
Mm-hmm.
So there are areas at the start of each parade that we are not allowed as crew members to give anything out. And it gets confusing,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you'll see barricades and you're like, but I want to. So if right. you're downtown, do not set up on Spring Street.
Okay.
That's where the crews set up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we line up. That's where we get rolling. Do not set up there. And I say that with the utmost, like, please listen to me. Because we can't give you anything.
Mm.
And it is the most heartbreaking experience when
yeah.
you see a child whose eyes are bigger than their heads because they want a bead
mm-hmm.
and you can't give it to them. There are rules for a reason. It's a safety factor. But, you know, we don't want to break any of the rules because we want to be able to come back.
Of course.
So just don't set up there.
Okay. I won't set up there.
Don't set up there.
Okay.
And then on the beach, there's a no-throw zone as well. And theirs is where the barricades start.
Mm-hmm.
So where the barricades start, you can start.
Okay.
And we can start.
So find those spots that you know you can actually
yes.
participate. And another little note, having been in a few parades myself, please don't throw them back.
Yeah, I don't want them back. I spent a lot of money, my own personal money, to then give you beads.
Yeah.
And if you don't like them, I'm sorry.
Hand them back.
Give them
to
someone next to you.
Exactly.
Hand them I'm to sure that child would be
right.
very excited for them.
Hand it over to the child next to you.
We know they hurt. We've experienced it. So
that's
we
right.
don't need them to be thrown back at us.
That's
and
right.
we're also, I don't know, the song gave it away, but we are in boots.
Yes.
So walking in the street where you're throwing beads back at us is never good.
Not a good experience. Now, which crew are you in?
I'm a crew of Hip Huggers.
Hip Huggers. And so y'all are going to be in pink?
So we are the 60s mod. We have a big bus rolling down the street with a peace sign on it. Pink is the theme for this year.
I love it.
Leaning into Valentine's Day, you cannot miss us. I promise.
I love it. But Nicole Stacy is here with Visit Pensacola. Got a couple of minutes left. So if you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. And I would encourage anybody that's going to the parade, get in the spirit. Go dress up. Wear the colors. Have a little fun.
It's so much fun. And it's fun for everyone. And that's what we really love about all the events in Pensacola. They're
mm-hmm.
fun for everyone. Next weekend's Pensacon, and if that's not your thing, that's okay. You don't have to go. But it is a lot of people's thing. And so we're excited that Pensacon is here every year, and it has really expanded throughout all of our city. Sunbelt basketball is coming. And again, if basketball's not your thing, you don't have to go. But we would love for you to be there and to support these college teams March 3rd through the 9th. We'll do Fan Fest again. We'll do Dribble Drive. All of that information is on visitpensacola.com. McGuire's 5K prediction run's coming. You're not a runner. You can walk or you don't have to go. But
well,
it's a great time to just get out and enjoy.
I'm not sure how much running's actually going on from the photos I've seen.
It's great. It makes you feel like a runner, Meg, because you're barely moving. You're like, woo, I can do this.
But you got to wear green.
Exactly.
Got to wear green.
And the list of events are endless. Like Floribama, the mullet toss, that's our mm-hmm. favorite. Crawfish downtown with Fiesta. Bands on the Beach is coming back. And
coming
they just
back
launched
in April.
Their schedule. And the bands look incredible.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we're super excited about
and
that.
And it's free, by the way. Every
it's
Tuesday
free.
Night, you just bring a chair out and enjoy the music and the beautiful sunset.
Yeah, and I mean, back to these aren't free. But for Sunbelt, for Mom Boats Night, everything at the Bay Center, if you're local and you want to go, just go to the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Go grab your tickets there. You don't even have to deal with Ticketmaster.
Right.
You can go right up to the box
office.
Fees. Yeah. Sunbelt, we're going to have different theme nights. So we'll have a military night. We're having a baby racing night.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you've got a child who can't quite walk yet, which I didn't know this was happening. And then I looked at the schedule and I was like, am I reading that right?
Is it that right? Yeah.
But they're so excited because your baby will be racing to you.
Yeah, they're taking
their parent. Do they love the most?
They're taking their cue from the Pensacola Ice Flyers with the wiener dog races.
Yes, it's exactly like that. So
all
again,
that good
it's
stuff.
Just the beauty of we have all of this to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's never not something to do. But if you're like, I just need a minute, like I'm probably gonna need here
yes.
soon. We've got those beautiful beaches, America's mm-hmm. favorite beach.
And beautiful parks.
In our backyard.
And my understanding is that on Monday for President's Day, a free entry to Florida State Parks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So take advantage of that.
Take advantage of it. We've got all of the parks. We've got the bike trails. We've got Bruce Beach downtown, which
mm-hmm.
is beautiful if you haven't checked that out. I mean, it's just the season is here to get outside and enjoy. I was telling Brent this morning that I think the groundhog lied.
I think so, too.
And I think we're here.
I think we're here.
So go to visitpensacola.com. Check out the calendar of events. Follow us along on social media. We would love to connect with you and make it a Visit Pensacola kind of weekend.
Absolutely.
That's what it's going to be.
Laissez bon temps rouler. Thank you, Nicole Stacy, VP of Destination Development is here with Visit Pensacola. It's great to have you as always. I'll be seeing you out there on the parade
route. I can't wait.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk.